Let's talk about the downtown store for a bit here.
Those were the days.
Those were good days, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything was downtown. John Duncan was still there.
What was John Duncan?
Brown Duncan.
Brown Duncan.
Mrs. Brown, Oklahoma City, that was her relative, I think, but he was the partner over here. He ran the store. It was two big department stores, Brown Duncan's and Vandiver's. The Vandiver brothers were still alive at that time. I had met them, but I didn't know them that well.
There were five Vandiver brothers. They were a department store, and Brown Duncan was a department store.
Two major department stores, yes.
And they sold clothes as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They sold everything.
So were they competitors then of yours?
Oh, yeah. They were competitors. Renbergs were right next door.
Next door to you?
Yeah. Yeah. George was right next door. I tell you, the retail community ran the credit bureau. You know, we competed like the Dickens for business, but we worked together. At one point, Tulsa had its own credit card, had a little blue credit card, and there were six people, the department stores, Renberg's, Clark's, Frug's, which was another department store right across the street, Mike Frug, and a couple other stores later joined in. But you could have that credit card. This is before the MasterCard and Visa and all that began.
Were you then ahead of your time, in a way, or other cities doing
that? Well, it wasn't me. It was just the...
No, I meant the community.
Yeah, well, I think most communities did. Tulsa was a very aggressive, progressive community. You know, Tulsa and Dallas were considered the two kind of fashion upscale communities in the Southwest. That was exciting to be a part of.
And this was in the 50s and early 60s.
50s, 60s. Well, on up into the 70s.
What were some of the restaurants downtown? Where would you go for lunch?
Nelson's Buffeteria. And at that time, it was located down in the Skelly Building, down 3rd Street. And then Frank had the Coney Islands on down 3rd, west to 3rd there.
Frank the Greek.
Oh, the Greeks. Yeah, they were down there. When I was younger, we had an hour for lunch. And you never went to lunch from 12 to 1 because that was when everyone had lunch hours. So you either went to lunch early or went to lunch late. We'd go down and get a couple of Coney's and a pop. And then we'd go over to Sears, which was a block away, and go down to the tool department and spend the rest of the lunch hour looking at all the tools and fish and tackle and all like young kids will. But Sears was a major factor. I think George Thompson was the head of the Sears at that time. But they all, you know, they were the civic part of the town at that time. The civic stuff was pretty much run by the merchants.